Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randella here with you. Fire danger ratings are back up at high for the next couple of days. In Hobart, we're expecting a top of 26 today and 30 degrees tomorrow. Senior meteorologist from the Weather Bureau, Luke Johnston, says fire danger could increase in the coming weeks.
We're not expecting a extreme fire danger in any districts, which would prompt a fire weather warning at this stage. But the more of these hot days we get, the more likely we are to get there.
A 33-year-old man's been arrested and charged with drug trafficking. 40 police officers and NRE Tasmania Rangers executed warrants at four properties in London Lakes yesterday. They allegedly found cannabis and stolen property worth $50,000. Sadly, another addition to the state's road toll after a man in his 40s crashed a motorcycle. He was off-roading at Browns Creek Road in Bakers Beach when he lost control and hit a tree, dying at the scene. And influencers are on notice, with the ACCC hunting down those deceiving information to their followers. A recent call out on social media scored hundreds of tip-offs to the consumer watchdog, mostly around beauty and lifestyle claims. Influencers found in breach of Australian consumer laws could face penalties of up to $2.5 million. The Tassie Jack Jumpers have elected to wear the Pride Round jersey tonight in their clash against the Sydney Kings. It follows the Cairns Taipans refraining due to religious concerns among some of the players. Jorik Chivers, the general manager of basketball at the Jackies, says their playing group is fully on board with the decision.
We did some third-party sort of work with our playing group, with our staff, with our board, with our off-court staff and on-court staff, and sort of explained what inclusion and diversity was all about in sport and ways that we can support that. And obviously it's been very well received by the players. Group and obviously all going to wear the jersey tonight and support the cause.
Meantime, the Australian women cricketers have claimed the T20 series victory over Pakistan, taking a 2-0 lead in Hobart overnight.